My name is Petrus Andreas Schmidt. I was born on the 6th of November 1953 in Huaganas. That's about 200 kilometers east from this place, Maltier. I attended school here in Maltier up to grade 6, then attended high school in Windhoek, and then went to South Africa in 1974 for my further studies in education. I completed in 1976, and in 1977 I taught in Gibeon. That's about less than 200 meters south of Maltier. But I could not continue teaching because at that time the NAMA Teachers Union were on strike. And that was in 1976. In 1977, when I started teaching, because of my political activities, I resigned and was actually working as a SWAPO activist in Gibeon. In 1978, I went into exile. Joined SWAPO. Up to 1989, when the elections took place here in Namibia. And since then, I am an activist of SWAPO. And at the same time, I am also working as a project coordinator with the new tourist project here in Maltier. So that is briefly my background. Now, as far as the translations is concerned, the first translation was on the history of Lansep, that is the captain, the fourth captain, no, the third captain of Witboy, that is the tribe. Now, the person who was, whom you interrogated, who was telling this story, his name is Cornelius Frey. This is the first person. And he told us the following, that as far as he could recall what his parents told him about Lansep and the struggle of the Nama people, started in around before 1905. That was the time he was dead. But before that, the history started there, when he was fighting against the Germans. He was informing you that he was in one of the battles near Gibeon. He was engaged against the Germans. At that time, there was one white man called sorry. I've just forgotten where is the person. Paul Visser. Now, Paul Visser, there was a power struggle among the community in terms of who would lead the Nama people. Now, Paul Visser was one of the guys who was trying to overthrow his father, the Nansep's father. Father's name was Moses David Witboy. Well, Moses David Witboy was the father at that time. Nansep was young at that time. But this man, Paul Visser, was trying to overthrow Moses David Witboy. So Nansep, that's Hendrik Witboy, heard about it, and he said, if that is the case, he is going to eliminate Nansep, Paul Visser. He was very clear that nobody else amongst his troops should kill him. He should do it himself. And in one of the battles, he himself took the gun and shot the man dead. And upon that, he became the Hendrik Witboy's, or Moses David Witboy's, who also died at that time. Hendrik Witboy became, in 1886, became the head of the Namas up until 1905. That's when he was dead. Up to now. He was killed at a place called Falgras. It's a plain like this one. It's open. It's where the Germans came, and in the battle he was killed, and up to now, even us do not know, the Germans do not know, the Nama people do not know where actually his grave is. The area where he is buried is known, but exactly it is the exact place is not known, because after he was killed, or he was shot, his troops rode around that place with horses, so that it could not be said it is where exactly the people were, or his burial place were, actually. So this is more or less what he was told. Then he talked about the peace treaty, which was formed between different tribes in order for the different tribes to be together to face the Germans. And that took place in Umaruru, that's one of the places. And the person who was in signing that place was called Manasseh. That's one place. Van Wyk is the other person in the Rehoboth. Maherero is the Herero chief in Ogahandja. And himself, Simon Kober van Gogas, is one of the place. And Hendrik Witboy. They form the peace treaty, so that they can unite to fight the Germans. Then he talked about how the Witboy tribes, the leaders of the tribes followed. The first Nama tribe of the leader was Kito Witbooi. Starting from 1885 up to 1878. The second one was Moses David Witbooi, the father. Was from 1876 up to 1880. And then Hendrik Witbooi, the one I was talking about, is from 1885 to 1905. Then we have Josiah Witbooi, 1906 up to 1922. The next one was Isaac Witbooi from 1922 to 1925. I'm sorry, 1922 to 1928. Then you have David Witbooi from 1928 to 1955. Then you have Hendrik S. Witbooi from 1955 up to 1978. And this one, the current one, Hendrik Witbooi, is from 1978 right up to now. It's how they succeeded. Hendrik Witbooi. All of them are actually Witbooi's. Because Witbooi is the name of the tribe. Yeah. And all these people are from Witbooi tribe. Yeah. So that's the first part. The other one, I do not know.